The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. Okay, Connor, I'm sure you got some good questions during the course of this week, a very volatile week. And so let's go into that mailbag we talk about, into that bag of tricks. What do you have for us, Connor?
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with the Labor Day theme just to start out. So Labor Day is a federal holiday in the U.S. celebrated on the first Monday of September to honor and recognize American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the development achievements of the United States. With that said, how is the labor?
I'm sorry. Sorry? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With that said, how is the labor/job market looking right now?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying to her listening, if you're taking off today, enjoy. You work all year long. Here's your day to celebrate being part of the labor force. And actually, look, there's some cracks in the jobs market. You know, there's some revisions and there's definitely some concern about that. But just a very simple way of looking at a job market at any time in my career, I kind of say, look, if you're looking for a job, can you find a job? Yes, you can in this economy for sure. Now, it may not be specific to your skill set. It may take you some time. Again, especially higher income earners tend to take longer to find kind of the next patch. But you still see this kind of unemployment went up to 4.3%. But historically, unemployment rate of 4.3% is actually pretty good. So I still think the labor market's still pretty strong. It's robust. It's dynamic. Again, there are definitely some companies and some entities that are trimming and so forth. There are some retailers that are closing their door. So you're always going to have these kind of transitions and so forth. But by and large, I'm pretty pleased with the labor market. What's your thought on the labor market?
Yeah, it stinks we don't have visuals. This could be a good visual show. Because actually, as you're talking there, we use this awesome software called Y-Charts. Now I was looking, they have data from just everything you can think of about the economy and stocks and stuff. I'm just looking at the longer term view of the unemployment rate, it's still only like 4.3%. We've had some nasty spikes. It's definitely like the lower band of unemployment in the past.
Right.
I think like March of 2010, we peaked at like 9.8%. Putting that in like numbers, that's what is that? In terms, it's like 30 million people, right? Almost like 10%.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, again, you have to go, there's 18 older in the workforce and
true.
All those other things. But basically, that's tough. You know, that's kind of, you just try to land where you can land. And, you know, look, natural unemployment, they usually call 5%. Natural meaning natural unemployment, something you would study maybe economics 101, maybe 201, kind of, I'm not sure, 301, stop me. But the natural unemployment mean, you know, people in transition and things like that, that you're going to have a natural unemployment rate. And anything north of 5 is something to be concerned with. So if you're sitting around 4.3, again, at least the old definitions of natural unemployment, people, again, you don't get to zero, but there's always people transitioning and there's always companies that let people go. You don't get there, but 5% roughly is that number. If you're below 5%, you're in a strong labor market in general. And if you're above it, well, again, the natural unemployment 5 and tack on above that. So yeah, 9.8%, that's not natural. That's unnatural.
That was not good.
That's a very, that's a very difficult.
Yeah, it's and I remember higher this year. It's just nothing too crazy.
So do you have anything like early 1990s? Because that was right before the Persian Gulf War. There was also there was a recession at that time. Clinton came into the office in 92 because partly because it's the economy stupid and that the economy wasn't performing. So I imagine
early
90s we saw some high unemployment rate.
Looks like July of 1992 was like the highest, like 7.7%.
Yeah.
Or 7.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, and some of the calculations and look, there's arguments this being lower than it really is, because there are part-time jobs, a lot of government jobs created. You know, really want private sector jobs, not more government jobs if you're a taxpayer. So again, you could always go in there and wheel up. But again, for Labor Day weekend, to kind of start off with this question, the tone is, hey, you know what? We're actually, all things being equal, historically, we're under that natural unemployment number. Historically, a 4.3% is a low unemployment rate number, even if it's not all great because of government workers and adding on part-time and all those type of things. But in general, if you're looking for a job, you can get a job. And I know that's a very easy definition, but on this Labor Day weekend, we'll take it. And we'll take that as a as a good sign.
It's been resilient. It's probably my key word, market.
Resilient, economy. Yeah.
Resilient, for sure. Okay. So actually, while we stand some history, I had this question from me to you directly. Some trivia we spoke about earlier this week. So what is the longest streak in recent history in my lifetime that the market did not see a new high? And we're so spoiled with new highs, right? The last decade and more, just, you know, the market makes a new high pretty quickly. This was a big gap. I think you know the answer.
Right. So I would say this, you know, what's very interesting, how can I say this? I would say, how do I put this in perspective? You know, back in 1999, the market went crazy to the upside. And some people probably not in the head remember that. And that's the Dow hit 10,000 for the first time ever. The next time it hit 11,000 is crazy. It actually hit in 2007. Mm-hmm. So we went basically 8 years practically before we got to the next milestone. Let's pick this up right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go, one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. Comes out every Tuesday evening. Unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week and we outline what's happening in the markets and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. So right before the break, we're discussing, you know, we've had it pretty good. We've had a really strong tailwind the last couple of years, and it's not always that way. And I thought it was kind of interesting to kind of take a look at, as we mentioned, of different milestones. Now, the milestone in 1999 was 10,000. The next milestone, 11,000, was 2007, 8 years later. So 8 years, but by one divided by 10. So basically, you know, 8 years ago, what, like 1% a year? So people, I say that because sometimes some people go into investments and the stocks and they think it's a God-given right to always make money. There's times in our history here, again, talking about Labor Day weekend, but there are times where the market doesn't really behave well. And I think you found that fascinating too, Con. What are your thoughts about that? Like 1999 to 2007, 2008 to go up 1,000 points.
That period, basically 2010, let's call it the last like 14 years, which is a pretty long time, over a decade, the market's pretty much made new high like once every, it's usually no longer than like 12 to 14 months. A 7 year period, imagine people today, and God, we'd be in shambles over here, to not make a new high for 7 years into the 2030s. That could be pretty crazy.
Right. Right. Let's, I mean, think. You can imagine, like, you know, you're projecting out 10 years to retirement and the Dow Jones is going to go 1,000 points in the next 7 or 8 years when you retire. I mean, that's not good at all.
Yeah. I think unfortunately, it's not impossible again. I always have to consider that. And I feel like we're entitled to like good returns. I still think we should have good returns based on things going in the economy and innovation and technology and all that, but it's not impossible. So it's always something to watch out for.
I came across that.
Active really management's important.
Yeah. So I was actually looking at, the World Almanac, and I love like facts and figures and, you know, the world, planets, you know, everything's contained. By the way, fonts are really small, these, Connor. Am I getting older? Or these fonts are really small. So I came across the different milestones in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I lived through all of them. I remember the early 1990s hitting 4,000 under Dow Jones, by the way. We're over 41,000, so that's 10x since that time.
Yep.
Started back in 1989. And then I'm looking at milestones. I remember 1999, the market was hot because it was Y2K and so much money went to technology because somehow these computers went from 1999 instead of to 2000, went from 1999 all the way back to 1900. So everybody had to load up on more technology and all that. And then the 2000, the market got hit hard because the kind of bubble burst in technology. 2001, unfortunately, we had September 11th. 2002, we had some really ugly times there too. It was MCI, WorldCom, all these companies. And so we had three really negative years, but really to get 1,000 points, the next milestone took all that time. So again, just a matter of perspective. We don't hope that happens again, but sometimes it happens. And you look back in periods of time in the 1940s, times in the 1930s, there's sometimes multiple years where the market's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we almost thought that could have been the case when the bear market in 2022 started. We actually came out of that pretty nicely and quickly relative to some bear markets.
Yeah, January 23, we kind of snapped right back.
Locked out.
Set the tone for 23, set the tone for 24. But you're right, 2020. You know, we haven't had a bit. We had this bear market. That was a nasty bear market, but it lasted 1 year. Most bear markets last, you know, in life, 2 years, 3 years. That bear market after 99 was 3 years, 2000, 2001, 2002. Where the market went down each of those years. Not fun stuff. But we bring it up on Labor Day weekend just because, I'm not sure why. But that's always really interesting.
Going through
the World Almanac, you know, going through different things in the World Almanac, you have that. It feels like you have all the information in the world. And then seeing those milestones, I'm like, wow, I lived through that. I don't remember taking 7, 8 years to get back on 1,000 points in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Right.
So we get kind of spoiled over the last couple of years.
Spoiled,
with these
yeah.
great returns. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think we have some time for another question quickly. So what went on this week in the market?
I'll let you answer that first. What went on?
Oh, man.
Did something go on?
Choppy, I guess. That's,
chop.
Way I'd put it. NVIDIA earnings. Those interesting. Not the best reaction I've ever seen. Still in like digestion mode. Not great though.
Yeah. So Wednesday night we had the earnings from NVIDIA, AI chip maker, third most valuable company in the world. And the numbers were good, but it wasn't as good as Wall Street was expecting. The stock came down 7 points, took some technology shares along with it. You know, it's a bumpy ride. I always tell people, like, you know, probably the best place to be, again, no disclaimers, the scammers, is probably in the left-hand lane, whereas technology, it's also the bumpier lane. And we did see some bumps and bruises here during the course of this past week, but then that's to be expected. It's longer term, try to dollar cost averaging in. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. And welcome back, Connor. So what did you think about this week? I mean, I know the highlights probably in the video. How about like other technology shares? What did you kind of think about this past week?
Yeah, I think unfortunately tech is kind of lagging at the moment. The market's really trying to figure out how they want to feel about rates, I think.
Right.
At one moment I look at these charts and they look good, poised for higher. And then we kind of come into a zone where you like reject and the market looks pretty nasty again. It's been going on for like a couple of weeks after we had that crazy beginning of the month with the big dump from the Japan. I think we talked about that last week. The Japan market leaking into ours and just kind of the perfect storm of bad news. That was a nice snapback, really fast, but I think we're still just like in digestion mode.
Yeah, that's a good point. And by the way, there's a couple of times, of course, I get the market report every weekday morning. You know, we do the market report, right? And, you know, a couple of days earlier in the week, I was calling it the dog days of summer, right? There wasn't a lot of movement, kind of listless, randomless. Again, we saw some conviction on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, conviction lower, and Thursday, well, a split market. Dow set a record, and yet the NASDAQ was lower. But prior to that, it was really the dog days of summer. So there's a lot of, it's kind of less liquid, less volume, or lower volume, and you can kind of spin things around. All right, so what else do you have in your bag of tricks or questions on this Labor Day
One last weekend? Thing, I guess... Sometimes the market just doesn't have to move. I think that's what people expect. Sometimes I expect it too. Actually, if you look at August 15th, and here we are, late August, we were at 17,400 or so. And we went up a good bit and then back to that level. So we've really gotten nowhere in 2 weeks.
A round trip, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we can hit another question for sure. So, and this is, again, Labor Day theme coming in September here. Why is September traditionally such a bad month for stocks? And can possibly the market defy that trend this year?
Yeah, sometimes you have a summer rally, okay? So it gives for some profit taking right off the bat. Coming in September, you got the traders, investors coming back from the beaches, sitting out there, sitting thing. But, you know, also there's really, generally speaking, there's no catalyst. The earnings don't come out to third week of October. somehow between September and October, historically, has been a kind of tough. Again, we're not recommending everybody sell all their stocks and run for cover or sell a bunch of mutual funds in your 401k plan because of September and October. But yeah, there's just the seasonality of things where that's most difficult. I think one of the best months of the year, they say, is like June or July. January, sometimes it could be strong and start off very strong. But September and October, we made a lot of lows in October. That's 1929 stock market crash. Happened in October. The famous 1987 stock market crash. Well, that happened in October as well. The 2008 financial crisis. You got it. Yep. In October as well. And now October, right before this election. Again, we're not going to call for any crashes. We don't make predictions over that. But it's just kind of interesting that some of the low levels we've had or some of the worst days we've had started in October.
Spookiness. Spooky month.
Spooky. Oh, wait. Yeah. By the way, spooky is spooky. You know why? Because October is Halloween, so maybe that's what
that's
the
when
reason.
Things get, oh, that's obvious correlation. It's spooky because it's Halloween.
Spooky.
Yeah. And also for September, I was reading some different stuff about that. I forget how this one came up exactly, but point was that I guess some funds too. They talk about their vacation schedules as well as the fact that maybe they had holdings that didn't do so good, and they were going to sell those for the end of the quarter coming up at the end of September, because obviously Q4 is October, November, December. And that was part of the thing there. They're kind of dumping the shares that they didn't do so well in, tax loss harvesting, stuff like that.
Right.
And also, mindset. It's like, we know it's bad. We all know it, right? It's historically, you can look at all this data and it tells you that September's bad. And it's like, okay, we know it's going to, like, it's almost that crowd mentality, I feel like, in some way. And then everyone's rushing out the door.
Like who knows this September? And by the way, just when you think it sets a pattern, that's one thing about the market.
Right.
Always kind of, it's like Bronco. Just when you say, oh, look, September and October, sell in August, buy back in October. And for all we know, this market may be higher.
Yep.
But one good gift I think investors will have if you look ahead into September, middle of September, is the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. So again, it's widely anticipated after the Jackson Hole conference last week. But if that's the case, maybe a different type of September outcome instead of it being a lazy, ugly, downward September.
Like, never know.
And for all we know, maybe it's something different this time because we're starting a campaign of cutting rates, not just one time in September, using the Federal Reserve starts raising rates as they did a couple of years ago in 2022, which led to the bear market. It's a campaign. It's not just like a switch light on and off, on and off. It goes up, it goes up. Now we're on the other side where this is not just one cut in September, most likely cuts in November, December. And by the way, one reason why interest rates are lower are desirable is that obviously businesses, interest goes down. Homeowners have equity lines, credit cards, their rate goes down, more money in their pocket. And then if you have lower interest rates, you say to yourself, gee, I don't feel like making 2% in a bank. Maybe I'll put some money into the market, so less competition. Do we have time for another minute? Do we have time for one more question?
Yeah, let's hit this quick. Sure.
Okay.
So what are some of the issues with buying and holding individual stocks without managing it, really?
I'll let you take that one.
Yeah. Okay. So, gosh, I think of a lot of companies that happens to where they're really good, great earnings, everything's looking great, and something goes wrong, and then those earnings may start slowing down, or there's some like geopolitical event or something with their supply chains that goes wrong. And that market does not like that. They're basing it on their forward growth, their price, and the stocks can go down a lot quickly. Or they're part of like a bubble, kind of almost like Zoom stock in 2020 with online working and stuff. That thing was a bubble stock, so you can't just buy and hold that. What else?
Yeah, one thing too. We talked about this, and we have
rapid fire.
Yeah, but no, it's great. Now, let's say you start with a $40 stock, it goes to 50, you don't sell it, it comes back to 40, not good. So again, we talk about tactics a lot in this show, but if you buy a stock at 40, it goes to 50, take a third off the table. So if it goes back to 40 again, at least you made some money. Guys, we're running out of time once again. Connor, I always tell you, this is my favorite time of the week. We get to chat to our listeners who keep growing and they love what we're doing here. Father-son team, Gen X, Generation Z, all these type of fun things, Connor. Always great. We have conversation quests through the week, but this one we record to put for radios. But until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Mahoney.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@MahoneyGPS.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.